Hello and welcome to, what is this, Divine Mercy Sunday. This is my homily for Divine Mercy Sunday. I'm Father Kyle Schnipple, pastor of two parishes here in the northwest side of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. I'll be preaching this weekend over at Corpus Christi, one of the two parishes where I pastor. It's a little, rather brief homily this weekend because we're also doing some pastoral leadership development, which I won't record because that's just really specific to the parish. But first half of my remarks will go something like this. I always wonder how much Thomas wanted to crawl under the table at that moment. Put yourself into his, I would say shoes, but he probably wore sandals. Put yourself into his sandals, and a week ago, he denied even the possibility of the resurrection. And now, they're back together all again. Jesus comes in, looks at him. Hey, Thomas, how are you? I think if I was him, I'd be like, don't mind me. I'll just be underneath that chair right over there in the back corner. Alas. Hi, Lord. But that's what makes Thomas so great. I think in particular in John's account of the gospel, because he gives voice to so many of the things that we might express in our own lives and how often we might think or feel that same sentiment that Thomas expresses in this passage. Unless God does this for me, I will not believe. And yet Jesus comes to us in that exact moment, in that exact despair or question or doubt even, that confusion. And he answers it in a way that only he can. He always reaches out to us to bring us to a deeper or a greater belief, striving to help us overcome that doubt in his care and concern, as long as we bring it to him first. Because despite so much evidence to the contrary, I think so many of us don't have that image of God. We have an opposite image of God. We have this image of God who is a taskmaster, which is waiting for us to screw up so he can beat us back into submission. And I know at least in my life, I'm a constant screw up. And I think we all just try not to screw up too much. And that's not how we should look at God. Because, well, that's how others might look at him, but it's not how we look at him. For Islam, God is Allah. He is master. And our goal is to obey what he tells us to do. For Judaism, God is so far other, we cannot even say his name. We have to call him by the title Lord or Adonai. We can't use the four-letter name for God, the Tetragrammaton, the what gets transliterated as a YHWH. As Catholics, we get to receive him into our very selves, to be drawn so intimately into the very mystery of who God is in and of himself. So great is his love for you individually. He comes to answer that care, concern, that doubt, that question that you have if we but bring it to him. That's the mystery that we celebrate today as John Paul instituted this feast of Divine Mercy Sunday. It's our chance to come into the mercy of God, to let him answer those cares, concerns, troubles that we have, to allow him, as he did with Thomas, to transform that from a care, concern, to a statement of belief. I do believe, Lord. Help my unbelief. Thank you, and God bless. And I should apologize for my voice. I've been struggling with a head cold all week, so my voice isn't quite up to snuff. So hoping to recover soon. God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.